Hi, I just moved in a couple doors down and I. Oh my gosh, hi. I didn't expect to see you. How are you doing? Yes. Well, I just moved in today. I'm your neighbor, I guess. You live in town now? I'm still at the school. Yes. Yep, still teaching, just like I was when you left. Well, it's good to see you. What are you doing back in town, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Sure, I understand. Are you taking a break for a while or well, if you change your mind, there are classes here at the community college. You could, keep your studies up. Right. Well, listen, I just moved in, like I said, and my car is dead. I think I left the light on inside. I was hoping that one of my neighbors had a set of jumper cables or something. Oh yeah? You think you do? No, sure, I'll come inside. Ah, I like what you've done with the place. Yeah, it doesn't scream traditional bachelor pad. No, I mean, I like the art you have on the walls. This is nice. I need to decorate my place now. Oh, yeah, he and I, we split up. That's why I moved out. I'd rather not get into that right now, if you don't mind. Where did you say you put them? I can look too if you want. No? Okay, I'll just make myself comfortable. What's that? Sure, I'd love a glass of wine. you're so grown up, I forget you're old enough to drink, aren't you? No, I don't know, I guess a lot of time has passed. So, oh, thank you. Maybe I do want to talk about it. He, cheated on me, and that just wasn't going to work out. No. He left me for someone much younger. Well, maybe I'm just growing out of my looks. I don't know. Well, that's sweet of you to say. You don't have to say that, you know. I know I'm not that much older, but should you even be telling that to your teacher? Excuse me, former teacher. No, thank you though. That's a nice compliment. I'm glad you find me attractive. Still looking for those jumper cables? No. You want me to stay a little while? I guess I could. I don't have to go anywhere now. You've given me wine, so I shouldn't be driving anyway, right? Gotta set a good example for my former students. How about you? You seeing anyone? No? Ah, I see. You had a girlfriend back at college. I mean, those things don't always last, you know. I dated a bit myself when I was your age. Sure. You're still discovering who you are and what you like, and I think it would be hasty to rush into anything, right? Me? Well. When you get to be a little older, your 30s, you, you're kind of mature and you know what you like and what you're looking for and what you're into and what. Oh gosh, I'm rambling and I really shouldn't continue that thought. No. This is really good. I'm impressed with your taste in wines. Someone must have taught you a thing or two. Oh, sorry. 'cause I'm a bit of a lightweight, and I'm not gonna lie, this is already getting to my head, and I'm flirting with you, and I probably shouldn't do that. Oh, come on, I was your teacher, and I'm your neighbor now, and isn't that gonna get weird? You don't think so? Oh, you like it? Great. What? Sure, you can tell me anything. Oh. Is that so? So when you say you always were into me, that was all 4 years of school? No, I don't look at my students like that. You're all too young, way too young. But I guess the age gap now isn't as much of a problem. How old are you now? Oh, okay. So you can drink and you're seemingly an adult. No, I give you credit. You have an apartment by yourself. You have good taste in wine. You have art on your walls. I'm not here to judge you. No, I think I just have a bit of a complex now because of the ex situation and the much, much younger girl. Oh, excuse me, what? Get back at him? I'm not really one to exact revenge on anyone, but what did you have in mind? You. I mean, I do find you attractive. You've grown up quite a bit. Yes, and maybe it's the wine talking, but could you handle being a rebound? I can't believe I'm having this conversation. No, I was going to go to the store to grab a few things. My car was dead. This is the last thing I expected, honestly. But, oh, what the fuck? Why not? Come over here and kiss me. You sure kiss like a man. Take my shirt off. Well, now that you have me half naked on your sofa, what do you plan on doing with me? Excuse me, what? You just want to look at me? No. Fuck. You're Just get up. Oh, God. It's amazing how much emptier I feel right now, even though I'm sitting here full of your cum. Oh, my God. You definitely have done that before. I don't know what to thank you for. More. For letting me fuck you. Or for the glass of wine. Well, this should get interesting. Thanks, neighbor.